When wine is on trial, the gossip is dishy.
Hot goss.
The judges are drunk.
Wasted.
The verdicts are random.
So random.
This is True Crimes Against Wine.
I'd be like, we can kill that person.
Your answer can't always be murder.
But it's such a good solution to so many different problems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of
True Crimes
Against Wine. Am I going to sneeze? No. No, I'm not going to sneeze. Okay.
Like, why are we dramatic pausing?
I thought I was about to sneeze.
I'm Judge Rachel. I'm going to walk you through our celebrity defendant today.
And I am Judge Topher. I'm going to guide you through our tasting.
Yes.
So let's get to it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We are doing a varietal that we've never done before.
I didn't think that was possible. I thought we did it all.
I know, right? Well, there's just so many. So this is a Chenin Blanc.
Ooh.
Which dates back to the 9th century.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Medieval wine.
It was the favorite wine of the French King Charles the Bald.
The Charles the Bald?
The Charles the Bald.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Also, and it like, how forgettable are you when the only thing that people can nickname you're like, oh yeah, you're bald, I guess? Not Charles the Great or Charles the Terrible. He was bald.
Yeah. Poor Charles.
Poor Charles.
So it is the sister grape to Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, okay.
And that makes it the auntie grape to Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, they have a cool, cute little family.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
I know Blanc means white, right? Yes. It's the white wine, but what does Chenin mean?
It's the varietal of grape.
Okay, so it's just like, the name of the grape.
Yeah.
Okay, Gotcha. Is there a Chenin Noir?
There is not.
Okay, interesting. All right, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. So already it's got a really pale color to
it. Yeah, it's almost clear.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
Oh, it smells exactly like a Chenin Blanc should smell.
Really?
Yeah. What are you getting?
Some pear and apple.
Yeah. To me, it's like apple orchard all the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we sip it?
Yeah, let's sip. Oh, that's delightful. It's very silky.
It is. I like it.
Are you getting the apple on the tongue, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It has like the bright green apple.
Yeah.
This tastes like springtime to me.
It does taste like springtime, yeah. Which is great because it's springtime right now.
Yes.
Where we are.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I did a good job.
I'm really intrigued by this bottle, too. I don't know if you're going to talk about this at all.
Yeah, let's talk about the bottle.
So it's 3 by Wade, Chenin Blanc. And it has almost like a very Japanese calligraphic looking design.
Yeah. So fiance. He studied Japanese in school and when he saw me put this in the fridge to chill, he said, oh, it's 3.
That's the symbol for 3?
Yeah, that's the symbol for 3 in Japanese. Okay. And I was like, yeah, that's what the label says, love. And he's like, no, I mean, it's 3 in Japanese. And I was like, oh, yeah, I totally figured that out on my own.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Why the Japanese?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know why the Japanese.
Interesting.
We'll talk about the celebrity and why the number 3.
Mulan.
Yes. Mulan 3.
I don't know why it's Chinese. Japanese.
Yeah, I was going to say Topher. Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble now.
Oopsies. Going to piss off all the Mulan fans.
Shogun.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, so you want to talk about our celebrity defendant?
Yes.
Okay.
Who are we doing today?
Dwayne Wade.
Who?
Dwayne Wade. Of Wade Cellars.
Oh, Wade Cellars.
Yes,
okay. The famous winemaker, Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Who the fuck is Dwayne Wade?
All right, do you really not have
I really have no idea.
So Dwayne,
you did say that it was sports ball.
Yes, so he is a basketball player.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Nope.
Okay, and I do want to point out that when you were texting me about this yesterday, you referred to him as Dwayne Reed, which is the name of pharmacy chains in the Northeast.
Oh, well, one of them's more famous than the other.
I'll just
say that.
So this is going to be fun because you know nothing.
I know absolutely
nothing about Dwayne Wade.
Nope.
Do you have any idea of like his era of basketball?
Nope. For all I know, he's still a basketball star.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dig into
him. Let's get into
it. Take a little sip and I'll get my notes.
Okay.
Mmm.
This is a really good wine.
It's like crisp but silky. It's that nice balance of that lightness of the wine, but there's still some taste there. It's not nothing, right? Yeah. But it's also so refreshing and...
It makes me want apples.
Does it?
Yeah.
This I makes want me some, want like, to go apple on a slices. Picnic.
Mm-hmm. And then like a flowery meadow.
Yes. And we have a nice charcuterie board. I don't know how we transport it out there.
In a basket.
The whole charcuterie board?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't fall or anything?
No.
Okay. Good.
You carry the board. I'll carry the basket with all the ingredients.
Okay. Oh, you're going to assemble it once we're out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're not carrying a fully assembled charcuterie
board. Sorry. I thought you had some charcuterie magic. Nothing would spill. Fine. This is going to be a contentious picnic. All right. So let's talk about Dwayne Wade, who plays...
Basketball.
That's right. Take a sip. Yay. Congrats, Topher. You remembered.
I'm a smart boy, I am.
If you like just forgot right now, totally. Sport he was.
Give me a couple more sips of this wine.
Mm. All right. He was born January 17th, 1982 in Chicago. So he's only 42.
Okay.
So
probably not still basketball star.
No, until very recently. Okay. He was the second child from his mom and dad's relationship, but his mom had two kids prior to that. So he's the fourth overall in his family, and he's the youngest.
Okay.
His parents split when he was just a few months old, and his mom really struggled with drugs and addiction. So she was in and out of jail for a while. And eventually his older sister took him to go live with his dad and his stepmom. And he didn't have any contact with his mom for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was pretty
bad.
That's sad. Yeah. So in order to kind of cope with this, he got really into sports as a kid. And he played football and basketball. But he had a huge growth spurt in high school. And he's 6'4".
Oh, wow.
Which is tall. I mean, not the tallest for a basketball player, but he's definitely a tall man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he eventually went to college on a basketball scholarship, Marquette College in Wisconsin.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. I was like, okay, cool. Played basketball there, did real well there. And in 2003, he got drafted in the NBA. Mm. He was the fifth pick to go to the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
Have you heard of the Miami Heat?
I have heard of the Miami Heat.
It's like, I know you've heard of Miami. So I'm glad you've heard of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And that's where they played.
They do crosswords, remember?
That's right. You do crosswords.
Doo-doo.
Is that one of the crossword clues? He did real well with the Miami Heat. And that's where he played like most of his basketball career.
Okay.
So in doing my research, like with any sports person who we've discussed before, there's a lot of technical knowledge that I really don't understand.
I don't understand how basketball's played either.
So I gloss over it. It's like, he was number blah, blah, blah for most defensive blah-bitty blahs. I'm like, keep scrolling, ignore that part.
Right.
Not going to take notes on that. Because it's not meaningful to me.
Right.
Nor to you.
No.
So why go into it?
And I'm sure our listeners are exactly the same as us.
Right. Yes.
Famously.
Do you just imagine all the people who listen are just like little clones of you and I?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We're not narcissistic. When people talk about sports stuff and get into all like the complexities, I'm just like.
Like the stats and stuff.
I'm just like, uh-huh. And like my brain just goes elsewhere.
I get it in football and baseball when they're like. Certain things like this many yards down. And I'm like, okay, I get that. That's mathematical. Like it's distance. They did that many yards. Okay, I get that.
Right.
Or like most runs batted in, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like RBIs. I get that. But then when they're like assists and handicap errors.
Well,
and
assist is when I help you.
Yeah, but.
I'm like, here, Topher, the ball.
Ah!
And then you score points with that ball.
Okay. I don't swat it away from my face.
Like no, not in this situation.
Okay.
In this situation, we're both professional athletes, so we are not afraid of the ball coming toward us.
Okay.
We're not dodging out of the way, which is, I think, what we would both do in real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, oh, no.
I don't want it.
So Dwayne Wade was good at basketball. Yeah, like it was like all this scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
So he had a lot of stats.
He has a lot of numbers attached to him.
Mm.
A lot of numbers.
Now, is he number three?
Yes, he is. That's a number I can talk about.
Yay.
Yeah, his jersey was number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which so is that's hence the wine.
Hence the wine. So looking at the wine, is there anything on the back of the label that's relevant for our podcast? Any cool info on there? Is it just general?
Just general information wine about the from. Wine. Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
It's a California wine, right?
Yeah, it's from Napa.
Okay.
Which we've done before.
Yeah, we've done lots of California wines.
So I'm not going to go into detail about that today. If you would like to hear more about Napa, you can go back to whichever episode it was. That
a lot of them.
Yeah.
And read up.
Yeah.
Or go to Napa and invite us.
I would go to Napa with our listeners.
Topher would take us on a tour.
I would.
Yeah. For a small fee.
Very nominal fee.
Yeah. And I'm there just to provide colorful commentary. I'll take tips.
Yeah.
But you still have to pay for our travel and accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
That's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And then maybe Dwayne Wade will join us.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Does he live in Napa?
No. But he can afford to fly out there. Come on. He's got NBA money.
This is very Belshi wine.
I was going to say, are we struggling a little bit? It goes down pretty smoothly.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling to sip it slowly because it's so delicious.
Yeah. And it's so light that I feel like you can just take a big gulp.
Now, what do you think the alcohol percentage is on this? Because like you said, it is very light.
I'm going to say 10.
It's 13.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
13%, which is really surprising and is a sign of the winemaker really knows what he's doing because it's okay. So well balanced that it doesn't feel heavy.
It doesn't. So this is deceptive wine.
Yeah.
I'm hearing.
Sneaky, sneaky wine.
Uh-oh. I'm asking now, do you think we will get something different on the taste as it warms up a little bit?
I think so.
Okay.
We've talked about this before, how when wine is chilled at the temperature that it's meant to be consumed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get as many notes
right.
because of the coldness of it.
Right.
But as it starts to warm up, you really start to get kind yeah. of the full bouquet and mm-hmm. all of that.
It's so nice right now.
It makes me want cheese.
Fiance.
Fiance, bring us cheese.
Okay, so Fiance and I were at an antique store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he found this cute little bell with a frog on the top of it, like this antique
brass
bell.
Oh, that's adorable.
And he was like, buy it. Because he didn't want to spend his money on it. He wanted right. to spend my money on it.
Right.
So I was like, okay, but if I buy it and I ring it, you have to bring me a snack or drink. And then he was like,
bath time.
Right. But then he was like, you can put it down. But if I had gotten that damn bell, I could have just rung it and he would have had to drop everything and come yeah. in here and bring us cheese.
I have to use my phone in the bathtub sometimes to call Fact Checker.
Oh, to bring you cheese?
To bring me, well, usually it's a refill on my wine, but.
Do you eat in the bathtub?
I don't.
No.
I haven't. Am I missing out on something?
Is
bathtub cheese a thing?
I mean, yeah. I love a good snack and a drink in the bathtub.
What do you snack on in the bathtub?
Sometimes it's just like chips or candy. You know, I like my gross candy.
Yeah.
I know you said that with some judgment.
Yeah.
I don't really bring in what I would consider food, more of a snack.
So you're not like eating a hoagie in the bathtub?
No, but now I kind of want to.
I've thought about it before. I've been very hungry in the bathtub before and needed some nosh. So,
well, next time you're in the bath, just call Fact Checker and tell him he's your DoorDash now. He needs to bring you some food.
Ooh, and you know what we could not do before with our previous bathtub that we can now with our new fancy bathtub is get one of those bathtub trays.
See, that's what I have.
I need one of those. That way I can have like my chips and salsa and my queso dip.
Yes, exactly. You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I do the whole setup. Like I have the tray. I've got my snack on one side, my drink on the other, my book and phone in the center. Because sometimes I get tired of reading and I have to look at TikTok.
Right.
You know?
As one does.
As one does. Like I read 2 pages. Good job, me.
That's what I do too. I'm reading this Agatha Christie book right now. And I was in the bathtub and I got literally 2 pages in and was like, that's enough for today. I feel good about myself. And then on to TikTok it was.
Yeah.
And I spent 2 hours scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, in the bathtub. Yeah. But it's all about balance.
Right.
Rule of twos. 2 pages for 2 hours of TikTok.
Exactly. My brain's not rotting. It's
no,
fine.
No, it's fine. I'm not slowly destroying myself. Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, so anyway, fiance, bring us cheese.
Bring us cheese.
Wine. All right, you want to talk?
Cheese is for us Mises.
That's right. Oh, man. That would be the ultimate gift if he could get me one of those little mice from Muppet Christmas Carol.
Mm.
I'd marry him if he did that.
You'd do anal, wouldn't you?
Topher! All right, let's talk about Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Let's get back on track.
Back to Dwayne Reed.
The drugstore. I don't think they sell us that Dwayne Reed. It's wine.
They're missing out.
They should. You know, this was only like $22 for the bottle. Yeah, not bad at all.
Good value.
Mm-hmm.
This drink's like a much more expensive bottle.
It does. And we'll talk about a little bit why he priced the wine the way he priced it. But I did order it from a local wine store.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Support your local businesses.
Yes, for sure. I don't know if this, because it's such a new brand, if it's like widely available in a lot of places just yet. But go to a local wine store near you and see if they can order it for you.
A lot of times those wine stores will absolutely order wine for you. And they know where to get it because they've got all the reps and everything with the relationships with the reps. So
Yeah, and it was super easy. And it came like a week later.
Nice.
Yeah. So shout out to Wahoo in Atlanta.
Nice.
For doing that, yeah.
I need to go there. I've never been.
Yeah, they've got some cute stuff there.
Yeah?
They do, yeah. And yeah, the person who was there at the store, she was super helpful. I'm sorry, I forgot her name right now. But she was super helpful. I know. I am. She was very helpful and was like walking through some like different wines because I told her I wanted to source some for our podcast. And this was one that came up and easy to order. So we did.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So you and I should definitely go back and make a joint venture there.
Yeah, we should.
One day. Okay. All right. Let's talk about
Dwayne Wade.
And he plays
basketball.
That's right. So he did real well with the Miami Heat. Got a lot of points.
Got so many points.
So many points.
Like at least 20 points.
Yeah, actually, you're right. So he's kind of averaging 25-ish points a game, which is
like
a lot.
Like himself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's good at basketball. He knows what he's doing.
That seems good.
Yeah, more points than I would get.
Right?
I'd probably find a way to get negative, honestly.
Would you just be fouling everybody the whole time?
No, because they're so big. I would be scared. I would just be cowering.
You're like, you're going to get run over by these giants.
Yes. I'm just like, oh, don't hit me. Yeah, I wouldn't do well. He also played in the Olympics for USA.
USA.
Yeah, in 2004 and 2008.
I saw at the 1996 Olympics a basketball game.
Yes.
It was between some European country, like Eastern European country.
Okay.
And an African country.
Okay.
And it was so unbalanced because the Eastern European guys were like not that big.
Uh-huh.
And then the African guys were like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember a whole lot about it other than that.
And you're just like, those guys are huge.
And having a crush on number 13.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was he cute?
He was real cute.
Oh, did you get his autograph later?
I did.
Did you for real?
I did.
Oh my gosh, that's fun.
Yeah, my aunt took us.
Oh.
And it was a nice little outing with me and my cousins.
Yeah.
But that's the only Olympics thing I've ever seen, like in person.
In person.
I just refused to watch Olympics.
I was like, you have seen other Olympic sports on TV, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Just the basketball.
Just the basketball. Now, see, I like watching live basketball.
I don't.
Really?
I don't like watching any of the sports.
I think basketball's fun to watch in person.
I don't understand it. I refuse to.
Well, see, basketball, I think, is pretty straightforward. You are running to your side. You're putting the ball through the hoop. And you get points that way.
And this gets more complicated with, like, strategies and things like that.
No, see, I don't understand that at all. Shoot it. Good job.
If I'm going to watch a live sport, I'm going to watch soccer and be really salty about the players not being in their underwear.
Okay. Do you not extend that to other sports? You just wish they were all in their underwear?
Well, famously, soccer has the hottest
players.
Seriously, though, they're like all models.
Not what is all up of with them.
That? Well, sometimes the goalie's not like that attractive.
You are such a stereotype of soccer players. The goalies are the uggos, am I right? Just because they have the big gloves.
Yeah.
You're like, gross.
Gross.
Ew.
Ew.
Not for me. There are a lot of attractive basketball players, I would say.
Yeah.
If you like real tall guys.
Number 13 from that Eastern European country.
His name and country you've forgotten.
I think it might have been like Lithuania or something like that. Lithuania, Latvia, one of those L ones.
Topher. Take a drink.
Okay.
So anyway, Dwayne Wade.
He was scoring all the points.
Scoring all the points. NBA was like, good job, Dwayne Wade.
You get a raise.
Yeah, he's made a lot of money. Olympics were like, good job. They won the gold in 2008.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they won the bronze in 2004 and the gold in 2008.
Where was the 2008 Olympics? Was that That wasn't Australia. Was that Beijing?
No.
Was it Greece?
Was it Beijing? I don't remember.
It might have been Greece.
No, I think the Greece one was before that. There's no way to find out. Fact checker took the day off.
He did. He was gardening.
Ugh. Not at my house. So I'm not impressed.
Right.
Yeah, so Dwayne Wade did real well. He moved from the Miami Heat. So remember, he started in 03. Mm-hmm. He moved to the Chicago Bulls. Remember, he's from Chicago.
Okay.
So he moved to the Bulls in 2016. And then he moved to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2017. Then he went back to Miami in 2018.
That's a lot of moving around.
Well, I mean, it's pretty common to get contracts and money. So he left the Miami Heat to go to the Bulls because of contract agreements and stuff. They were only going to pay him $40 million a year, which is a lot of money, obviously. But I think he was worth way more than that.
Just $40
million. I know.
So, you know, I moved around a lot as a kid, too.
Mm-hmm. For $40 million?
I wish. Because my dad was an academic. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I tell people when they ask me, like, where are you from? And right. I tell them, well, this is where I'm originally from, but I moved around a lot. They're like, oh, were you a military brat? Mm-hmm. Instead of telling them the truth now, I'm going to be like, no, my dad's Dwayne Wade.
And just see what they say.
Yeah.
Just stare at them. So my dad's Dwayne Wade.
You said he's 42?
Uh-huh.
Does that work? Yeah, that math works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. you're only 20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Taking a sip. No one will know. They'll be like, are you adopted? No. Biological dad.
Biological.
Yep. So there was like this whole thing with the Miami Heat, but he ended up going back to the Heat in 2018. So he had a few years off away from them until they came to their senses and were willing to pay him what he was worth. Then he retired because, again, like sports, your professional career of being a player mm-hmm. is pretty short. It's a short window.
It takes a toll on your body.
It does. And he had some injuries and some surgeries like throughout his professional career and stuff too. But he retired. He has partial ownership in the Utah Jazz.
Jazz hands.
I know. It always cracks me up. I'm like, of all the places to right? name the Jazz.
You would think it would be New Orleans.
Thank you. Why is it in Utah?
Yeah.
Did it originate in New Orleans and the team moved?
That could be.
Because that's also something I don't understand how that can happen.
Right.
Like, the Braves weren't always in Atlanta. Did you know that?
I did. Yeah, where were they originally?
Something else. Somewhere else, I mean. I don't really get that.
Yeah.
Just create a new name.
It feels weird because it's almost like buying people.
Well, yeah. That's the weird thing with, like, professional sports. It's always the part that feels a little icky and weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to, you know, like traumatic brain injuries and things
right.
like that.
Right. There's that
and
too.
And taking advantage of people, you know, and predatory, you know, endorsements and contracts and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he has partial ownership in the Utah Jazz and he bought into that in 2020. And he said he wanted to do that because people like him, meaning like Black men, don't always have opportunities to like own part of a business and create this legacy. So he wanted to make sure like that was very intentional on his part that he wanted to do that.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. And he's ranked one of the best NBA players of all time.
Wow.
And he was a champion in the NBA when Miami Heat was doing real well in 2006, 2012, and 2013 as well. So he's had a really good career. And he's really known as really one of the best players.
Yeah.
So good thing you knew about him.
Yeah, I totally knew about him.
How about you taught me up? Why are you sighing?
Because I know what's coming.
More wine. Thank you. I was at Barbara Ann's house the other day for dinner.
Nice. What'd you have?
She made shepherd's pie.
Love a good shepherd's
pie. Yeah. Fiance was there and his fiance's parents were there too.
Oh.
And I poured wine and I did pretty well with my pours. I was like, Topher would be proud.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't pour the most for me. Pretty even pours across the board.
Nice.
Are you proud?
I'm very proud.
Thank you. I think I get a celebratory sip.
You do get a celebratory
Thank
sip.
Thank you.
All right, Judge Topher. Cheers you.
Oh, yeah. So what's coming up, Judge Topher?
More about Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm. In the form of?
You telling me about Dwayne Wade?
Yeah. And?
Cross-examination.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun. Wait, that's a Six Flags song. So fiance, I was asking him, what kind of cross-examination should I do for you today? And he said,
you got to stop doing that because he's mean.
Well, his suggestion was to make you shoot for it, to like get a football and goal. Then he thought about it. He's like, wait, that's not real great for a podcast. That's too visual. I was like, yeah.
Also, I'd be knocking shit over.
Yeah. So I'm not going to make you shoot for it.
Okay.
Okay. It is fill in the blank.
Okay.
Short answer, though. And there are 8 questions.
I do well with fill in the blank. I'm usually right, even when you say that I'm not.
All right. So pick a number.
How many did you say?
8.
8. Let's start with 8.
Okay. He donates blank percentage of his money to charity.
Ooh, 10%.
Okay, any reason why?
He's tithing.
Pick up your drink. Celebratory sip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I totally pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, 10%. He does donate some of his money to some like ministries in Chicago.
Okay.
And stuff. He's also donated a lot of money to, like, public libraries.
Yay. Good for you, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, St. Jude.
Libraries need it.
I know. St. Jude, like, Children's Hospital.
That's less. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Take a sip, Tiffer. You've seen their sad commercials.
In the arms of an angel.
It's very much that vibe, but with these poor, sick children. And then he's just, like, privately helped, like, a bunch of people.
Good. I love to hear that people are using their wealth for good causes. Good.
Yes. All right. Pick another number.
1.
Ooh. Okay. So we haven't gotten into his personal life yet.
Uh-oh.
So I have to give you a little bit of a backstory here.
Okay.
Or maybe I should just say this. I don't know. Should I be a bitch and just say this?
Should I be a bitch?
Should I be a bitch? Should I? Should I be a bitch?
No, you should be very nice.
Okay, fine. So, Dwayne Wade has several children. He's married to Gabrielle Union. You know her.
Oh, right? My God.
Yeah. From Bring It On.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've met Dwayne Wade.
Topher.
I didn't know that he was, I didn't know that her husband was famous, too. Topher. I was so starstruck by Gabrielle Union.
So, you served them and you had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he was.
Were you just fawning over her and just
yes.
Like, whoever you are, mister.
Yeah, and we actually had like a decent conversation. I'm so sorry, Dwayne. Or maybe it's better that way. You know, when you're like really famous, you don't want people to...
Was he trying to impress you and like engage you in conversation?
No, he was very quiet.
Okay.
He was very quiet and like behind the scenes. Like he very much let her shine.
Okay.
Which is why I like had no idea.
That's sweet. That's real sweet.
Yeah.
So,
that's so funny.
Topher, you met him and you were just like, nah, didn't register.
Yep. Yep.
Take a sip.
Okay.
So he's married to Gabrielle Union. When they were dating, he did have they said they briefly broke up and he had a relationship with another woman and got that other woman pregnant.
They were on a break.
Okay. So when he told Gabrielle about this, he tried to blank. When he told her that he was expecting a baby with another woman.
He tried to blank?
Mm-hmm.
He tried, hopefully he tried to apologize.
Just try, didn't do it.
Maybe she wouldn't let him.
It was at that dinner where you were serving them.
Oh, no wonder he was so quiet. He tried to pass the baby off as hers.
He tried to gaslight her, believing it was her baby. That would be hilarious because it would not work in any way, shape, or form.
Or would it?
New business idea.
Just gaslighting people?
Just gaslighting people, but somehow we make money from it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here for it.
Okay. You totally agreed to pay us money, right?
He tried to convince her to adopt the baby.
Oh, interesting. Okay. No, take a drink.
Okay. I have no idea.
He tried to break up with her.
Tried to, but not successfully?
Yeah.
Was she just like, no?
I think basically.
Get it, Gabrielle.
So they had started dating, and they had been dating for a couple of years. And then obviously, she's a full-time actor. Her schedule's real busy. He's a full-time NBA player at the time, so his schedule's real busy. So they took a little bit of a break. Here's what I'm not very clear about. When they took their break, what sort of, like, parameters did they set out between each other?
Right.
Was it like, hey, we just need some time to figure it out, but we're not broken up? Or was it like, we're broken up and then we get back together? And obviously, I'll never know. That's between the two of them. But the nosy parts of me wants to be like, were you two actually like broken up?
Well, if he was trying to break up with her, like, did they get back together and then he found out that this other woman was pregnant? I think that's what happened.
Yeah, they were together and then he had to say, hey, so
yeah,
I'm having a kid with someone else. This is what's going to happen. And he was like, maybe we should just break up. And I think she's just like, no, we're not going to do that. And they ended up like getting married. But
she's older than him.
Too. She is. She's older by almost like a decade. Or yeah.
A decade, I think.
Yeah.
Which like is nuts to me because she still looks exactly the same. I know.
Whatever she does, I need to learn.
Her and Angela Bassett both.
Oh, for real.
I think that they're witches.
Maybe.
And I mean that in like the least derogatory way possible.
Like there's some magic going on.
Yeah. Show me your ways.
Yeah. She obviously was really hurt by it. And she has said that devastated doesn't even begin to describe how she felt about it. Wow.
But she still wanted him.
They're still together. They've done couples therapy and stuff about it. And he talked about too, like how he didn't want that to reflect on his son from this relationship because that kid had nothing to do with the circumstances of his birth and being brought forth and all this. And by all accounts, like Gabrielle's been like a really good stepmom to him and everything. Yeah. Too.
That's good.
Yeah. But imagine like you and Fact Checker briefly had a split and then Fact Checker and you are back together. But then he has to say, while we were separated, I got someone else pregnant. Here's the child.
I'd be like, you had sex with a woman?
I'd be like, yeah, women are great.
I'd be like, I don't even know you.
Wouldn't you be hurt?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Would you still choose to remain with that person?
I mean, if it's Fact Checker, probably.
Yeah.
But we've also been together for a decade.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to say. Like, if we were just dating, we weren't, like, married and everything.
Because they weren't married yet.
Yeah.
They got engaged and then married after this happened.
That's really hard to say. I think it just depends on the circumstances, honestly. Yeah. I don't know what I would do in that position. What would you do?
It would be really hard. I think... Sorry, I got stuffy all of a sudden. I'm feeling emotional.
Are you feeling this is an emotional subject for you?
So anyway, fiance got someone else pregnant.
Oh, my God. No.
I think it really depends on what was that breakup actually like.
So let's say that you were actually broken up and then you got back together.
I think that would be still difficult, but easier to accept versus like we said, hey, we just need some time apart.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's more like cheating and that would be harder to move beyond.
So we are getting back to the age old question. Were Ross and Rachel broken up or were they on a break?
All right, here's my answer.
Okay.
They were broken up, but it was still real shitty of him.
Okay. I think they were on a break.
And not broken up?
Not broken up.
So what does on a break mean to you then?
That we need some time in separation.
Okay.
Like that just seems like what Rachel was trying to say when she said
but
that.
But Ross took it as we're broken up.
Right.
Okay. So I think that's a communication issue.
No, because men should always understand what women are saying, no matter what.
Agreed. Celebratory stuff. Cheers to you. No, and I don't know what went on between like Gabrielle and Dwayne, like what their understanding of that was, whether they were like, we're broken up and maybe we'll see in the future or whether they're right. Like, we need some time. I don't know. I don't know. It would be harder to me to get past infidelity and now you have this child than just. Oopsie, now I have a child on the way.
Would you view that child as a constant reminder of the infidelity and kind of resent the child?
Just be a total bitch, stepmom.
Send him off to boarding school.
Ew, you're going to boarding school, you.
You can live under the stairs in the cupboard.
That's right. I think it would be hard not to, even though rationally you know that child had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But I also think, too, if you're still choosing to be with that person, then you have to figure out how to just move past that. Mm-hmm. Because that's now part of that person's life.
100%.
And you have to accept it or not be together.
Well, you said she's been a really good stepmom, so that's encouraging.
Yeah. So I think they're fine now and all that. But obviously, that would be shocking.
Yeah.
That would be a huge thing to drop on somebody. Like, we're back together, but also, gotta tell you something.
I got a present for you, and it's not a puppy.
Now, what if Fact Checker and you were broken up and he adopted a puppy with somebody else?
Betrayal.
Okay. He had a one night stand and they went to the Humane Society.
Oh, my God. The betrayal.
Unforgivable. But wouldn't she also be like, puppy?
But I'd be like, we get full custody.
What if he's like, I'm sorry, I can't. The other person needs partial custody of the puppy, too.
I'd be like, we can kill that person.
Your answer can't always be murder.
But it's such a good solution to so many different problems.
Producer, can we just put a little disclaimer not to murder?
On behalf of the producer of True Crimes Against Wine, I want to remind all listeners that this is a comedy series and any prescriptive advice, enthusiastic endorsements, or assertive recommendations should not be taken seriously, except as it relates to wine and the support of equal human rights and respect. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but murder is bad. Please don't do it. And now, back to the program.
All right, next number.
7.
Okay, so he wears the number 3 jersey.
Yes.
Because of blank.
The Trinity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, take a sip. And also Allen Iverson, who also plays basketball and had the number 3. Mm. But Dwayne Wade has also said he is Christian. It means a lot to him to wear the number 3 for the Holy Trinity. Good job.
Which...
I don't really understand it, so I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, we're just not going to get into that.
All right, next number.
2.
Okay. You didn't want to go for 3 for the Trinity?
I'll wait for 3.
Okay. While he was at Marquette College, he was declared blank.
Dead upon arrival.
Why? What'd you do? Topher, murder's not the answer.
He was declared most likely to succeed.
Oh, cute. No. Wrong. Take a drink. He was declared ineligible to play because his grades were bad. So he had to get his grades up before he was able to play basketball again.
Oh, man, is he a dum-dum?
I don't know. I don't think he is. I think he just had a real difficult childhood. And he probably wasn't as prepared for college.
Wow, way to make me feel like an asshole.
Yeah, you said he was dead. And then you call him dumb. Next number.
6.
Okay. There is a blank on his birth certificate.
A smudge.
Why?
Because the doctor had ink on his hand. Okay. Yeah, and he was left-handed like I am.
Oh, and he smudged it.
He smudged it.
Wrong. Take a drink. There's a misspelling.
Do they misspell his first name?
They did.
Did they do the D-U-A-N?
No. So instead of Dwayne being D-W-A-Y-N-E, it's D-W-Y-A-N-E.
Dwayne.
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 Hey, Dwayne.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, but then he said his parents were just like, it's too much to fix it. So we're just leaving it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So his technical legal name is Dwayne.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Dwayne. All right. 3 more numbers.
3.
Okay. He is nicknamed in the NBA. D. Wade and blank.
Dwayne!
Who's this character that you've created who says his name like this?
I don't know.
Okay. To me, it sounds like a real old Southern grandparent.
Yes.
Dwayne!
Dwayne, get inside this house right now!
That's right. No, wrong. Take a drink.
Okay.
His nickname is Flash.
Flash?
Because he's fast.
Oh, that's less exciting.
Then what? Oh, because he flashed people? No, you pervert. Take a drink.
Wouldn't you want to see it, though?
I'm curious.
For science.
For science. Who gave him the nickname for a bonus point? Name a famous basketball person you know.
Michael Jordan.
No, good guess. One more guess.
Michael B. Jordan.
No, he doesn't play basketball. He's just an actor. Just.
He's just an actor. I don't know any other basketball players. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
You know Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah. He owns the Krispy Kreme in Atlanta.
Well, didn't that burn down?
It's open again now.
Is it?
Your fire wasn't successful.
The 2 fires. There were 2.
Were there 2 separate ones?
There were 2 separate ones.
Oh, my gosh.
The place is cursed.
Curse of the donuts. Yeah, Shaq named Dwayne Wade Flash.
Nice.
He's fast. All right, 2 more.
5.
Okay. So he said he wanted to make a wine for...
Topher.
Yes. No, wrong. Take a drink.
I think that I'm right.
For everyone, not just Topher.
Oh. Do you think this is the...
What?
Think this is the people's wine?
Yes.
It's like the Princess Diana of wines?
It is the Princess Di of wines. Yeah, he said he wanted to make wine that was accessible for everybody, no matter how much money you had in your bank account. Mm. It's like, oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that goes into the pricing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, I would say $20+ is getting into some higher end.
Sure.
Like, it's not your table wine.
Right.
But it's still very accessible. This is like, this is wine that I would absolutely take to a dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
This is wine that I would absolutely, if it was in a restaurant, I would order it.
Mm-hmm. I think it tastes more expensive than it actually is.
Yes.
Like, it's a really
Which
nice
wine. Always great.
And for That's like 20-something bucks. Done. So.
As a sommelier who's worked in restaurants before and doesn't want to get overly snobby and push people into things that they're not prepared for.
Yeah.
I love a wine that tastes more expensive than it is. Mm-hmm. That's going to be my go-to seller. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like gouge people with things. Mm-hmm. I want them to leave happy. Mm-hmm. And this is something that would absolutely make people leave happy.
Oh, yeah. It's delightful. I really like it.
I'd be like, listen, you can buy this $80 bottle of Chenin Blanc, or you can have this $60 bottle or $50 bottle of Chenin Blanc, and it's going to do the job for you just as well.
So if you pick correctly, you dumb dumb. Is that what you follow up with?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you nag your customers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And do they give you bigger tips?
They do. They love it. I'm also a dominatrix.
Oh my gosh.
And it's the leather pants.
Yeah, you are wearing leather pants. So Topher today dressed for sports.
Yes.
You're wearing your mesh top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And leather pants. Mm-hmm. The traditional uniform of the NBA.
Yes, exactly.
All right, final question.
In fairness, I didn't know what sports, so I had to be prepared for a plethora of different things. Uh-huh. I don't know if we're doing fencing. I don't know if we're doing soccer. Mm. I don't know if we're doing disc golf.
Mm. All the sports.
Ultimate frisbee.
No way to tell. No way.
Water ballooning.
What sport is water ballooning?
It's more of a torture thing.
Okay. All right, final question.
Number four.
That's correct. It's number four. So he has a daughter who came out as trans.
Really?
Yeah. So when Zaya, his daughter, came out to him and Gabrielle, they talked to Blank for advice on how to support their kid.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's another trans person or someone in the realm of being trans.
Yeah.
It's not Dylan Mulvaney.
Not Dylan. Mm-mm.
It's not Caitlyn Jenner. Is it Caitlyn Jenner?
No.
I was about to be like, oh no. Oprah.
No. Wrong.
Who?
The cast of Pose.
The entire cast?
Yes. Every single person on the call sheet.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That's really sweet. I don't even mind that I got that wrong because that's really sweet.
Yeah. I think that's real sweet. And we'll talk about his personal life in a second. So you got 3 out of 8.
So I did well?
Sure. For realizing that you have, in fact, met Dwayne Wade before and ignored him.
I didn't ignore him.
That's not what Gabrielle told me.
Well, she's a big fat liar. Just kidding. You're beautiful and wonderful, and I love you.
All right.
I do no wrong.
Can I have some more wine?
No.
All right. Podcast over.
I suppose.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I dribbled.
Oh, Topher. You owe me a new couch.
It's white wine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't clean this couch.
We've dribbled more than that on this couch before. Listen.
What are you doing on my couch?
I listened back. You didn't listen to the Jane Austen episode yet.
I spilled a lot.
You spilled so much. You got it in your hair. How does one even do that?
I don't know. I don't know how I did it. It's a talent, I suppose. Do you think there is some sort of competition for the spilliest drinker out there?
Probably.
Because I'd win it, I think. All right. Let's talk about Dwayne Wade's personal life.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
Aside from his cheating on Gabrielle.
Was it cheating or were they on a break, Topher? You're just defending the break.
No, the break is this. We need some space, not like we broke up.
Okay.
Which means that anything that happens is cheating.
Hmm. Okay. So in 2002, so he's only 20 years old at this point, he married his first wife, Siobhan Funches.
Funches.
Funches. With Funches. A U,
okay.
Who was, they were like dated in high school sweethearts. That's so young to get married.
Yeah. It sounds like a high school sweetheart situation.
Yeah. They had two children together. They split in 2007. It was a very acrimonious divorce. And the divorce wasn't finalized until 2010. And he got sole custody of his two children.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. It is a long time.
And he got sole custody? She must have really...
I know. I wonder. I was like, oh, what happened for him to get sole custody?
Yeah, because that's very unusual.
Mm-hmm. He and Gabrielle Union started dating in 2008. And then they had that little split in 2013. So they had been together for 5 years at that point. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of time. Then he had a kid outside of that relationship. But then he and Gabrielle got back together in 2014. And then they had their daughter via surrogate in 2018. So I really wonder with Gabrielle, too, the fact that she wasn't able to get pregnant like the traditional way with him. If that also impacted like her feelings toward that stepson.
Yeah.
Because that was just like an oopsie pregnancy.
Yeah.
Versus like she faced infertility and they had to go the surrogate route for their kid.
Is that why they did it?
The surrogate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like because of infertility issues.
Gotcha.
He also raises his nephew from one of his older half-sisters. So all in all, he's got 5 kids that he's taking care of.
It's a good tax write-off.
Yeah, I guess so. His daughter, Zaya, that was from his first marriage to Siobhan. She was the one who came out as trans in 2020, so fairly recently.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Pretty recent.
Still a kid. And after she came out, like, he and Gabrielle were, like, super supportive of her, like, wanting to support her. And they decided they had to move out of Florida because they were still living in Florida at that point. Just for their daughter's well-being and safety because of the anti-trans shit.
Yeah.
Because of fucking Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. His oldest kid, his son Zaire, was drafted by the Utah Jazz.
Zaire
in 2021.
Zaire and Zaya.
Yeah. So cute. They have little matching names.
That is really cute.
That is really cute. Yeah, so his oldest son is also an NBA player. I don't know how good he is. And I'm not... Tupper. Tupper almost spit out his drink.
I guess we're shaming kids now.
Yeah, get better at basketball, kids. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not a basketball person. I don't know. I don't follow it.
You don't know the numbers?
Could be any of them. I don't know.
Are you getting the points? Are you not?
You better be.
Who can say?
Who can say?
What's she gonna do?
So I wonder if it was like, oh, your dad's famous basketball player, so you're gonna also get drafted, or if...
Are you accusing him of being a Nepo baby?
Maybe. I don't know. He may be, like, really great at basketball. I don't know. Or maybe he's just okay at it. And they're like, well, we know who your dad is. And his dad still owns some of the same team that his son's drafted onto. Did you think about that, Topher?
I didn't. You're right.
Yeah. Now you should.
I am thinking about it currently.
Yeah.
Zaire?
Mm-hmm.
Zaire. That's a really cool name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
Z-A-I-R-E. Like the former like country.
The country. Yeah. Is that how you say that?
How did you say it?
Zaire.
Am I saying it wrong or are you?
I don't know.
Fact checker. Call in.
Zaire sounds more accurate as like a name, though.
I think it's Zaire. I'm like 80% sure now. You've raised some doubts in me. Topher.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know.
Zaire, if you're listening, or Zaire, you tell us.
You tell us. You correct Rachel.
Do you think Dwayne Wade's kid listens to our podcast?
Oh, how could they not? Both of them.
Aw.
Zaya was like, oh man, that trans episode that you had recently that came
inspiring.
Out. So inspiring.
Yeah.
Zaya, you guys hit it on the head.
Zaya is so cute.
Is she?
Yeah, like she's put a lot of pictures up on social media. And I think the whole family has to like really try to normalize trans kids and youth.
How old is she?
She's in her teens.
Okay.
So she's young still. Super cute, super sweet. And like a little fashionista too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
She's adorable. And he and Gabrielle also have that young daughter too. Who's only like, how old are you if you're born in 2018? No. 8?
No, 6.
Okay, that's different than 8.
5, really, because we're just in the beginning of 2024.
That's right. Yeah, she's really cute too. They post a lot of like really cute pictures of, what? Why are you laughing? I'm saying a child's cute.
I'm laughing at you because you said 8.
I don't know numbers, Topher.
Clearly.
It's So I did not major in math.
Did you go through elementary school?
No, I skipped it. Straight to college. Mm. Straight to that English lit degree.
Right.
You don't need to know numbers for this. It's okay, sweetie. You don't know numbers, that's fine. None of us do. That's why we do books with letters.
Books with letters.
Mm-hmm. No, they post a lot of really cute pictures. There was some talk in like late 2023 that Gabrielle and Dwayne were like going to split. Because like they're like, oh my gosh, there's a picture of him without his wedding ring on in public.
It was just being cleaned.
Maybe. But then it was like, oh, but then she posted a picture of them together in Halloween costumes. Are they trying to repair their image? Or maybe they're fine.
Yeah.
And they just like, these are cute little peanut butter and jelly. Because one was like a piece of peanut butter on bread. I'm like, one was like a piece of bread with jelly.
That's really cute.
Excuse me, belty wine. It was cute.
Fact checker doesn't wear his wedding ring sometimes.
Because?
He doesn't have one.
You need to get him one, Topher.
I do, but I'm starting this new job, you know, and I'll do that once I have my new job.
Okay.
Plus, I need to know his ring size, so he needs to come over here. We need to trick him into doing your ring sizer.
Mm. We'll make it a competition. Here's the biggest finger.
Mm.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay. Get him drunk and fool him. Yeah, so there was talk recently, like, oh, they're splitting up, and now they're back together. There's a lot of celebrity gossip talk. I don't know. I enjoy it. Do you? Yeah.
Celebrity gossip talk?
Yeah.
I don't like drama.
What?
I mean,
even if it's drama at a distance, because that's what celebrity gossip is.
I want to hear the tea.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be the tea.
Well, I think we're safe.
You don't think that people talk about us and like our relationships? You don't think that people were like having betting pools as to when boyfriend was going to get upgraded to fiance?
If they did, you need to send me some of that money for the wedding.
Flowers are expensive, yo.
For real. Yeah, send me that money.
Oh, we do have a wholesale flower place, though, if you need.
Okay, good. So. I do want to talk to you about wedding plans. Okay. If you're interested in celebrity weddings, go back and listen to our Vera Wang episode.
Yeah.
I will not and be wearing.
Stay tuned for this celebrity wedding.
Are we going to live stream? I was going to say our wedding.
Our wedding, yes. Am I fiance now?
Yes. It's a surprise. The ring sizer is for you the whole time.
Yay.
No, I will not be wearing a Vera Wang dress to the wedding. I can't afford it.
What about a Vivian Westwood?
I can't afford it.
She just gives those dresses away. Didn't you see Sex and the City?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go be Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. You get a box in the mail one day and it says, thanks so much for being you, Rachel. Love your podcast.
Oh, Vivian.
Yeah.
She's alive? Dead? I don't know.
Iris Apfel just died.
I just saw. That was sad. She's also 102, so we knew it was going to come.
Did we, though? It was so sudden. I don't mean to laugh at death, but she would appreciate that.
She would.
She was a kooky lady.
She had a fun sense of humor.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Wayne, rumors about relationships between him and Gabrielle. Now, when you served them, what vibe did you get?
Oh, they were totally keyed into each other.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how'd you know?
He has arm around her. They sat in the oyster bar.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, cute.
So they're on like one of those banquettes, you know? Mm-hmm. I get emotional just thinking about it. It's not the wine
making Gabrielle was rando.
But yeah, he had his arm around her. They were like holding hands. They were so sweet.
This is giggly wine.
Giggle juice.
Yeah. I hope they stay together.
I do too.
They seem really sweet together. He's written a book. She's written a book about like.
They have so much in common.
Right? Books. About like their relationships and their family. I think he's someone who really loves being a dad and like raising the kids.
Well, clearly he loves impregnating people.
Well, right? But I think if that's the most scandalous thing from you, that's pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when my ex and I split, I sat down with him to have a very clear discussion. I was like, okay, we're separating. What does this mean? Are we going to date other people or are we just not together, you and I? And he was kind of like hemming and hawing about it. I was like, no, we need to be clear about this. Because if it's an issue of we get back together, then there doesn't need to be any ambiguity about this time.
Right.
But if we are like truly separated, I was like, then I need to view it as we are not together whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Both of us are free to date and explore other options. And
also, there was the issue of the prenup.
I wish I had a prenup. Protect my collection of
puppets.
Yes. He got all the puppets in the divorce.
Oh, no. So that must have been devastating for you.
It was. He did it just to spite me. But I think if a serious relationship, like if people come together and are like, we're splitting, you have to have that very clear conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Because for me, ex was just like, oh, we'll just see what happens. And I was like, no. It's like, no, because that's how misunderstandings and hurt feelings happen. Because if you're interpreting something differently than I am.
Hence Ross and Rachel.
Right. We don't need to have that situation. We need to be clear. This is what this means. And this is what we are both agreeing to as part of what this means. And I'm really grateful that I did push that point. Like, we did settle on that.
What was the result of that conversation? Like, did you say celibacy for the separation?
For him.
For him. And you can go wild.
Woo!
Set those tits free.
No, I was like, if we're going to be not together, then we truly need to be not together and just treat it as if we are both truly single. We're broken up. And I told him, I was like, if you want to reconcile, then that's a separate conversation. And that would mean like rebuilding a relationship, like starting from the beginning, basically. And he was like, okay, fine. But he was also excited to date again and all that.
I was going to say, it really sounds like he wanted his cake and to eat it too. You know, like he wanted to date other people and not say.
Yeah, I think so.
That he was dating other people, but then keep the door open.
Yes. Yeah. And even when he and I were, not this is a relationship podcast, but let me tell you.
It is now.
And even when
y'all
he and
I getting were, the tea.
We're like separated. And then we had the discussion of like, we're separated. We're going to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
There were still a couple times where he was like, well, I don't know. Like he kind of went back on, should we get divorced? Should we not? And I think that was truly because he was not going through a good time at that moment. Whereas when he was dating and everything was great, he was like, yeah, I'm totally fine with the divorce.
Yeah.
But with whatever person he was with at the time, like it wasn't working out, then there was like, no, maybe I should get back with Rachel.
Such a selfish asshole.
Yeah. Anyway, like, but I'm like, you need to have those clear conversations.
Yeah.
Because for me, like that really helped me provide like, okay, we're done. I'm going to look into dating again. I didn't for a while, but I was like, I want to take a little bit of time for myself. And then when I feel ready, start dating again and like see where that goes. And it brought me to fiancé.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you need to have those conversations. Anybody out there, if you and your partner are like, we're taking a break, be clear about what that means. Don't be Ross and Rachel.
Don't be Ross and Rachel.
We each have your own understandings.
So. We have learned from Ross and Rachel.
We have. It doesn't work out, even though they got together in the end, which I have issues with.
That's a separate issue.
It's not a Friends podcast, but it can be.
It can be if you send us some Friends wine. That would be a fun episode.
Would. All right. Are we ready?
I think so.
Okay.
Ready? Okay.
Not guilty.
Totally guilty.
What?
I'm kidding.
Tougher.
Totally not guilty.
Okay.
This wine is delightful.
I love it.
He seems like he's a really upstanding guy who like obviously cares about his kids and his wife and
Plays the sports.
Used to.
Do you think he's just like, I'm done. I never shoot a basketball again.
Yeah, even when his kids are like, hey, dad, come play
with
me.
He's like, no.
He's like, I can't.
I'm tired. Dramatic.
Do you think that he's going to do any, like, what does he do now? Is he fully retired or does he do, like, commentating?
Yeah, like, he's been on some shows and stuff. Like, he and Gabrielle both co-hosted America's Got Talent for a season together. He's really sweet. And, like, he's in some other game shows. He has a ton of endorsements.
Wait, I've watched America's Got Talent.
Topher.
I don't remember him.
Do you have face blindness?
I don't remember him. I remember Gabrielle Union.
You are just so anti-Dwayne Wade.
This is very strange. I'll have to investigate this
with
my therapist.
I'm going to show you a picture. Yeah. But let's dig deeper. What did Dwayne Wade do to you?
Right? I know.
Was he number 13 at the Olympics?
He might have been.
And he was like, I'm not really into you, kid. And you're like, oh, no. I'm
he would
blocking
have been
you.
So young at that point.
He would have been.
Because I was so young.
Yeah.
I was itty bitty.
Mm-hmm.
I was a baby.
A little baby. Yeah, this is delightful wine.
It is delicious. I would encourage you guys to try and find it. Like we said, go to your local wine store and see if they'll order it for you.
Or if you're at an NBA game, go to the concession stand. I'm sure they stock it there.
Yeah. With the nacho cheese.
Oh, I do love a good concession stand nacho cheese.
I do too. With the pickled jalapenos.
Yes. I know it's gross, but I love it.
I know. And the chips are always stale.
I don't care. It's delightful. Ooh, now I want nachos with the wine.
Ugh,
would this Beyonce. Pair well with nachos?
I think you need something a little heavier with nachos.
I'm going to say yes, because I just want to eat nachos now.
Okay, fair.
And we still have some wine.
I want, like, camembert.
Ooh.
And some other French cheeses.
Bleu.
Bleu. I do love bleu cheese.
It's pretty good. Well, we hope you enjoyed our episode.
We went off the rails.
No.
Several times.
No. Impossible. We encourage you to reach out to us with your thoughts, comments, questions, suggestions at
truecrimesagainstwine@gmail and TikTok.
Did you forget the name of it?
I did.
It's over.
It took me off guard. I was about to give my email address, like my personal email address.
Oh, Instagram and Facebook.
This is good wine, y'all.
Do you want to, like, just give your full social security?
Right. I know. Everybody just can dox me. It's fine.
Whatever. Just bring Trevor wine. He'll forgive you.
It's fine.
All right.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Wine!